No, in relation to orthodontic services in Donegal, we are currently, the latest figures I have show that there's 177 people, mostly children, waiting for more than 12 months for an orthodontic treatment through Letterkenny General Hospital. And that's a simply unacceptable figure, and it's a reflection of the strain and stretching that the government are doing in relation to our health services, which are leaving people waiting for an unacceptably long time for treatments which they very much need. And it's children really in particular who are suffering very often in relation to this. And we see people in this case here now waiting for necessary treatment to their teeth and for various orthodontic treatments, and in pain very often as a result of that. And we see many children who are suffering relapses in relation to abscesses because of the fact they can't get treatments in due time.
If you were in charge, what would you do in the short term then to relieve this backlog?
I think what this is coming down to is a shortage of staff, and it's unfair as well on the staff that are there to be having to tell families and children that they can't actually see them for more than 12 months because of the pressure that they're under and because of the number of people they have to see. So we need to see the government actually acknowledge that we do need to look at the waiting lists that are there and actually resource the services properly. And it's not just, unfortunately, in orthodontics. We also see it across occupational therapy services, speech therapy services and psychological services for children, that they're waiting months and sometimes into years to actually see and get appropriate treatment. So with the new change of cabinet now, I think what we need to see is the government realise that this cannot continue. It's not fair to be leaving a situation where children and indeed adults as well are left facing waiting lists such as this, and actually put in place the staff to deal with the people that are waiting on treatments.
And you believe it's not Dr. James Riley then that should be making those decisions post-cabinet reshuffle?
That's where the problem is coming. It's the restrictions that are being put on staff, the restrictions that are being put in terms of new recruitment and also in terms of replacing people who are going off either on maternity leave or sick leave. And it's leading now to the situation where we have people, and in this case, many children waiting for over a year for key orthodontic services. And we have to see that situation addressed and stop.